Harriet McInerney, the city was growing inside her. She felt it first when she moved into the apartment. On the top floor, the neighbours were friendly and the view spanned many rooftops. On tiptoes, she could just glimpse the ocean. Inside, her mouth was cramped and busy. She peered at her reflection. Her parted lips were bright red. Her teeth were swollen, and buildings spiraled upwards from each of her molars. Lower canines were terraces, first premolar an uncomfortable cathedral. In the wet space under her tongue, the city converged in a soupy sprawl. As the city grew, it was harder for her to speak. She slurred sounds. The neighbours invited her round for dinner, and she said, "Thanks so much, I'd love to." She told them of her years living alone in desolate coastal towns, but wasn't sure if it was how she said it or what she said that shocked them. Later, full-bellied, she felt the calcified buildings expand to the edges of her mouth. It made her feel tired. When she woke the next day, she wanted to stand on her tiptoes and see the ocean, but she didn't have the energy. In the city, life remained busy.